Mankos, Muyandia po, hello, direct to Soweto, Muyandia Mankos, Uko.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musafin Ferreira,
Days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Overcrowded classrooms at Chivombo's Mwanjumi Community School spark urgent call for intervention. Construction of a 1x3 classroom block in Mokushi's Mpumalamba area cheers Ward Development Committee. In African news, a port city in ruins as storms rips through Madagascar and on towards Mozambique. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Governance Accountability Executive Director Gabriel Milo has called for immediate action at Mwanjumi Community School in Chivombo District, citing overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities that threaten learners' safety and education quality. Mr. Milo has acknowledged the importance of free education, but stressed that quality learning requires a timely investment in school infrastructure. Some classrooms currently host over 100 learners with only a handful of desks, a situation that undermines concentration and exposes children to harsh conditions. With the cold season approaching, learners with health conditions such as asthma first increase the risks if the school remains poorly equipped. Mr. Milo has urged that constituency development funds be prioritized for desks and essential resources for newly opened schools. He warns that without urgent intervention, the promise of free education could be compromised by unsafe and unsuitable learning environments. The organization's recent tour of the facility confirmed these pressing challenges.
So we urge either through the constituency development funds or funds that the Minister of Education receives to make sure that in schools that have been newly opened, either under CDF arrangement, are adequately stocked with desks so that learners are not exposed to the cold. For this might also compromise the levels of concentration, the levels of knowledge uptake by the learners. We urge government supporting, you know, partners, stakeholders to come in board to make sure that in a number of schools across the country where we have such or similar scenarios are taken into consideration.
And in a related development, the Ward Development Committee, WDC Chairperson for Mupalamba Zone, Shinso Ward in Mukushi District, Stanis Hamakoa, has commended the government for constructing a 1x3 classroom block, which is nearing completion. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Hamakoa expressed a gratitude for the project, noting that the new classroom block will significantly improve the learning environment for pupils in the area. He says the community has been crying for the completion of this project, saying this development is in the right direction. A 56-year-old woman of Kapere Mbonshi has been committed to the Kawe High Court for trial in connection with a murder case. Brenda Nyerenda, a peasant farmer over Lukanda plots in Kapere Mbonshi, appeared before Kapere Mbonshi magistrate Benny Akende. The magistrate read out the charge and informed the accused that she would be tried by the High Court due to the seriousness of the offence. Particulars of the offence allege that on November 16, 2023, in Kapere Mbonshi District, Central Province, in the Republic of Zambia, Mrs. Nyerenda murdered her husband, Mrs. Nyerenda, contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Meanwhile, the state informed the court that it had received instructions from the Director of Public Prosecution, the DPP, to commit the accused to the High Court for commencement of trial proceedings. Acting on the instructions from the Director of Public Prosecutions, Magistrate Akende committed Mrs. Nyerenda to the Kabwe High Court for trial. All further proceedings in the matter will be handled by the High Court. The accused has since been remanded in custody as the offence is non-bailable. A Mufrila Bears, the journalist Morgan Chomba, says the radio remains one of the most powerful tools for informing, educating and connecting communities. Speaking during the commemoration of World Radio Day, Mr. Chomba said even in today's digital age, radio continues to reach people where other media cannot, offering timely news, health updates, educational programs and entertainment. Mr. Chomba notes that radio gives ordinary citizens a voice and creates a platform for public dialogue that strengthens democracy and community engagement. He adds that radio operations can be improved by expanding signal coverage, especially in rural areas where reception remains weak or non-existent. Mr. Chomba has emphasized that investment in stronger transmitters, improved infrastructure and digital broadcasting technology would help stations reach remote communities.
Radio remains one of the most powerful tools for informing, educating and connecting communities. Even in today's digital age, it reaches people where other media can't, offering timely news, health updates, educational programs and entertainment. As a journalist, I celebrate radio for giving ordinary citizens a voice and creating a platform for public dialogue that strengthens democracy and community engagement. Radio operations can be improved by expanding signal coverage, especially in rural areas where reception is weak or non-existent. Investments in stronger transmitters, better infrastructure and digital broadcasting can help reach remote communities.
Meanwhile, the Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has joined the nation in celebrating World Radio Day. In an interview with Common Radio News, ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba said the organization recognizes the dynamic intersection of radio and artificial intelligence, noting that artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to enhance radio's impact in informing, educating and entertaining communities across the country.
AI can support radio production.